We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick's Reading List on a Tuesday. I was doing a charity function yesterday, Monday, for the Woodlands, and was out of the office for the show yesterday, so we didn't do it yesterday, but we'll jump right to it today. The book that we read this week, I would recommend you reading it too, is a John Grisham book. And I get in ruts sometimes that, you know, I think I've told you that I have gotten into biographies and have just been going through biographies one after another after another. Heroes of History series is one that I've been doing by Jeff and Janet Benj, and so many of theirs. And just finished one that was just absolutely amazing. I realize I'm getting off track here just a little bit, but one I just finished here lately, one on Abraham Lincoln, one on Daniel Boone, one on David Livingston, John Adams. I mean, there have been so many, and Meriwether Lewis also, Lewis and Clark. So anyway, just finished those as of late. But the one we're doing this week is John Grisham's book, called The Guardians. And this is set in a small Florida town. And as are many of Grisham's pieces, they are oftentimes based on something that was factual and then from that adapted to become fiction. Well, in this story, there's a little town called Seabrook, Florida, where a small town lawyer was shot dead at his desk. He was working late one night. The killer left no clues, no witnesses, no motive. But police said that Quincy Miller, who was a young black man who once had been a client of Russo's for a divorce, was the one who did it. Well, Quincy was tried. He was convicted. He was sent to prison for life. And then he sat in prison for 22 years. He maintained that he was innocent, but he had no lawyer, nobody to go to bat for him on the outside. So finally, he wrote a letter to this agency called Guardian Ministries, which is a nonprofit run by a guy named Cullen Post, who is an attorney who also is an Episcopal minister. Well, anyway, Guardian, they only take a few of these innocence cases at a time. And Cullen travels the country fighting these wrongful convictions and taking on clients who seem to have been forgotten by the system, right? Well, with Quincy, he got a whole lot more than he bargained for, because the investigation that goes into this basically is saying that powerful, ruthless people were the ones who murdered Russo, the attorney, and they certainly did not want Quincy Miller to be exonerated. They did not want him coming out of prison. They killed one lawyer 20-some years ago, and they certainly would take out another without a thought. John Grisham's book is called The Guardians. And you know what? The thing is, people sometimes say that Grisham basically is doing formula writing, and I disagree with that. Yes, he does a lot in the way of legal thrillers. There's no question about that. But this time, the creative juices that he gets going, I mean, he's so good at doing suspense, but what's rare is the fact that he keeps up producing like a book a year and yet always seems to come up with a unique storyline, unique ways of telling something that comes from a legal angle and yet at the same time has suspense, has powerful themes, and gets you to think. There's two different things that you will spend a tremendous amount of time thinking about if you pick up and read The Guardian. One of them is, what is your feeling on the death penalty? Is it something that you think is right, or is it something you find morally wrong and therefore should not be part of any civilized society? That's one thing. The other thing that you will think about is that you will think about, in this case, how the legal system goes about doing its job, and is it showing any prejudice, maybe? Meaning, is this character Quincy in jail because he was a young black man who did not have the ability to defend himself in court and had a very bad public defender who really didn't care much one way or another, seemingly, even though he did everything he possibly could to get Quincy off, he was not able to beat the system. And by beat the system, I don't mean to make it so that he was guilty but got off, but he was not able to push back against the powerful people who wanted to make sure that he went to jail. And in some cases, in this Grisham story, people who were very powerful and backed by drug money and a sheriff who was corrupt and a lot of different things that are going on. Grisham has a way of creating very powerful protagonists, like Cullen in this case. He has a way of building tension throughout, and he has a way that allows you to feel like you can't stop reading it and you can't wait to get to the next chapter and the next chapter and the next chapter. I mean, he somehow has figured out how to get these sorts of things done, and he has figured out how to really push these things through. I think that for me, what was really fascinating about it was I'm not sure how much we really think about, are there innocent people in prison who didn't do it? And if so, how many? I don't know that we think about that. And perhaps we don't think about it as much as we should. I mean, I think that we want to think that the people who are in jail are there because they did it. We don't want to think about the fact that, you know what? Maybe there are people who are innocent and the system got it wrong. I'm not going to pretend for a minute that there are not innocent people in our prisons right now. Absolutely, 100% am certain of the fact that there are people in our jails, in our prisons, who did not do it. And yet what Grisham does as he goes through what could have been a very, very sad story, he allows you to start to identify with these people that the system seemed to ignore. The intricacies of the plot, the way that he unravels it, the way that his main character, Cullen, goes about going from seminary to ultimately going to law school to become an attorney, and not in that order, but then how he uses his skills to help others. And their particular agency really is not making any money at all. So it's almost all pro bono work that he and the agency, or the ministry, as they call it, are doing. And I think that that was one of the things that was so compelling, is the compassion, the empathy that these characters had for their clients, despite the fact that their clients did not have any ability to pay them. We know that there are innocent people in prison, but seeing how long it takes to try to overturn those things, try to stay an execution for someone who's on death row, I just think that it really helps us to start to think about who are the guardians of those who the system got wrong, forgot, or did wrong by finding them guilty when they were not guilty. A lot of things to think about in John Grisham's book called The Guardians. And again, not one of the newest ones out there, but boy, the way that Grisham cranks them out, there are a lot of different choices for you. But John Grisham's The Guardians, which was out in hardcover in, I think, 2019, is definitely worth something to pick up. It's provocative in terms of what it talks about, and I also think it's thought-provoking. And I think that's the kind of stuff that I really enjoy reading. John Grisham, The Guardians is on Rick's reading list.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.